they can kiss me. No, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Hello, TGIF, and welcome back to another episode of Fast Fire Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, who this week was comedy king and my former radio partner, Shad Wicker. If you like what you heard, please, 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 please don't forget to leave me a review on iTunes to really help a sister out. And also, PSA, Shad has his own podcast called Good Yarns, which I highly recommend you check out. I will link it in this week's show notes. So with that said, let's get into this week's Fast Fire Friday. And welcome back to Fast Fire Friday.
Hi.
So the first question is always the same, which is last thing you watch. But can I go first? Because I have something really funny.
Okay.
Actually not funny for me.
Okay.
Well, it won't be tomorrow, definitely.
That's good because I'll need time to think.
Okay, great. So, did I tell you that back in lockdown, when we were like in the thick of coronavirus, stay at home, everything was limited?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good idea to watch the movie Contagion.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I told you that. So, I must have this like sadistic part of my brain that just draws me towards these kinds of situations.
Mm.
So I'm going to Darwin tomorrow, as you know, from the suitcase
in
my lounge room. Love the territory. I've never been before, but I thought it would be a good idea on Sunday to watch Rogue. Have you seen the movie Rogue?
Movie?
About the crocodile that kills everybody in Darwin.
Yeah.
We've booked a crocodile tour on those little boats.
Oh, Hartley. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Adelaide River.
Yeah. And it's really cool. Surely the boats aren't that small. They are. But surely the crocodiles aren't that big.
No, they are.
And that ferocious.
They're pretty big. They're pretty big crocs.
Okay.
By the
time this episode comes out, I'll hopefully be back. And I say hopefully as the operative word. Maybe check on me to make sure that I made it home.
I'll give you a hot tip. Don't wear bright clothes. They usually ask you not to either.
Why? For the crocodiles?
It's attractive to the croc. So don't wear bright clothes.
I don't understand how the crocodiles don't jump onto the boat or tip the boat.
Sometimes
over.
They do. I can show you a clip. So sometimes, like, if you sit right near the edge and you're not paying attention, like, always pay attention. Because not that they will, because they're usually distracted because of the meat and the guys. And they know, the crocs know from years of doing this shit. But they can sometimes get, especially for the low-sitting ones, they can get a little bit close for comfort right next to you. Because you got to remember, like, and they'll say this on the thing, when you see a croc, then there's probably, like, heaps of other crocs because they're all underwater.
The scary thing is someone also told me they don't actually report on a lot of the croc attacks in Darwin because it would damage the tourism.
Nah, it's just hard to report on a croc attack when...
They happen so often.
Well, no, when, like, who's going to report on it? Someone's fishing and they get taken by a croc.
Yeah, it's too late for them to report.
It's just a missing person. You know what
God.
I mean? You don't know that that happens.
Why am I going to this place?
It's really cool, though.
Yeah,
it's really
no,
fascinating.
It's a really good
they
thing.
Also feed the birds while you're there and they just throw, like, the meat up in the air and the birds just go...
So fun.
Grab it. But,
well, I'm not taking my togs because I sure as hell I'm not going in any of the
Do not
water.
Swim in Darwin.
No.
It's you can swim down at the waterfront, the pool.
Well, we're staying at the Hilton, so I think we have a nice pool.
Oh, that'd be nice. Mm. I love Darwin. I really like it. It's a great place. It's, I've been making a lot of jokes about it on stage lately, but just because they closed their borders before everyone else.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like, while everyone was arguing about what to do about borders, Darwin was like, oh, we're going to close ours. And then the rest of the country was like, who the fuck said that? Because it's like no one was going anyway.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
But I heard that Darwin's the best place to quarantine because it's an old... Is it detention centre or old prison cell? So that you know when you quarantine...
They've got a detention centre.
Yeah, so you know when you quarantine in Brisbane or Sydney or wherever it is, you don't even get a balcony or a window or anything. But when you quarantine in Darwin, you have a backyard to yourself, you have fresh air to yourself, you have all this to yourself. So a lot of people who have to still do the 14-day quarantine, they fly to Darwin to do it and then get their... internal flights from Darwin.
I don't know how accurate that is. I think they did home quarantine for people living in Darwin.
Mm.
Most of the hotels have an outdoor area.
Mm.
Their rules may have been more lax in terms of sitting outside. But also, the reason Darwin's good to have a quarantine at is because you've got Darwin and, like, Palmerston, which is still kind of Darwin area. And then you've got fucking nothing. Like, nothing. Maybe Humpty Doo, but even that's, like, you know... Then you're in Katherine, which is like 3.5-4 hours away.
Mm.
And then you've got nothing
yeah.
until pretty much Alice Springs. So it's good to quarantine because there's nothing Like, yeah, they've been social distancing their towns forever. But
We really digressed.
Yeah, sorry.
What is the last thing you watched?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I watched the Comedy Store documentary on Stan. So the Comedy Store in LA, it's like the
world-famous
Comedy Store. Yep. It's where all the big comedians perform at. It's considered one of the heartland places of stand-up comedy in the US and the world. It's kind of where Richard Pryor and all that kind of started. And this place started up back when, like, comedy used to just be a person would get up and tell some jokes before a music act. And this kind of place was part of the birth, especially on the West Coast of the US, of when stand-up became stand-up.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, you used to... That was the breeding ground to get on the telly with... like with the Tonight Shows and stuff. So it's really cool. It's a 5-part series. I've watched the first one. It's fascinating as well. It's not just about stand-up. It's about the history of the club. So it's like... Talks about one guy who... Basically, he got on the Tonight Show. He started getting really big, and then he kind of had this. He ended up killing himself. He was a comic, and it was like because he had this kind of breakdown of like I've already hit my peak kind of thing. And they kind of explore. They touch on a little bit, and they talk to people around that time. And it's interesting because they actually openly talk about a divide in the club and the and amongst the comics about, you know, whose fault, one of the guys that was mates. And it's really raw.
Yeah.
And kind of not, from what I saw in the first ep and a half, is like, it's not a shame to talk about the shit side of this club and the shit side of the owner who's dead, Mitzi Shaw. And it's like, it's interesting. And all these, you'd know, like David Letterman's in it and like Rogan and like Bill Burr for people who are comedy fans. And I'm trying to think of some of the other comics that are in there. Sarah Silverman, I'm trying to think as well. There's heaps, like heaps of people. You name them, they've pretty much gone through or want to be in the Comedy Store. So that's
very cool.
It's on Stan.
Check it out. What is your favourite on repeat song at the moment?
Anderson Park.
Of course it is.
Just got back onto, and what is the song? It's older Anderson Park. So it's like No Worries, but it's like NX Worries, which was like a, that's how you spell it, Smooth, I believe it's called.
Isn't it weird not working in radio anymore that you don't actually know what songs are on the radio? So it's not...
You know what? Suede, that's a song. Oh, is it Suede? Wait, let me just play it real quick to remember. Oh, yeah, sorry. But yeah, no, it is. It is weird. But I haven't even listened to it, I think, more than probably... Well, I'll say 10 minutes.
Oh, 100%. I'm the same. Exactly the same. And that's why mine is, and this is, I blame you for this, because last time I went to your house, you told us about the Justin Bieber Seasons documentary thing on YouTube.
I didn't tell you that. And I watched it.
Well, I watched the whole thing and then I got madly obsessed with Justin Bieber and I've never been obsessed with him before, ever. And he just recently released a song called Holy on Spotify and it was on my daily mix, like last week. And I have just been listening to it on repeat. And I've got to say... Loving Bieber's vibe since he got married.
Okay.
Just going to say.
You like a married Biebs.
I do like a married
Biebs. Like a married man. Classic.
Take note. What are you most afraid of?
That's a huge question.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
We're going to go very dark.
Because I'm going through this now. My biggest fear is being home alone at nighttime. So my boyfriend's already in Darwin. He left yesterday morning. So I had to spend last night here alone and I have to spend also tonight here alone. And I'm terrified of home intrusion. I don't know why, but I always have been. So I have a really hard time going to sleep. So much so that I left the lights on upstairs so that it appeared that I was still awake and doing activities in case somebody wanted to come inside, even though I live in an apartment building that's gated and locked. That's
no good, girl.
I know.
That's fucked.
I think it's something, it must be some like deep-seated childhood trauma thing that I just...
I think it's also, I dare say it's also the plight of a woman. Like,
you Do you know what's the first thing I think of when I see someone's place? I'm like, how do you sleep at night? Or like, look at all those points of entry.
Yeah. Far out. Yeah, that's hectic. I don't know how you'd fix it. Oh, yeah, actually, I know how you'd fix it. Cardboard cutouts.
No. Like Home Alone.
Yeah, you just get some people.
Oh, I thought you meant like for me to see shadows in the dark and wait.
Okay, if you don't want cardboard cutouts, just get Christmas decorations out, like a moving Santa.
Like on Home Alone.
Just put them in the window. Yeah, and then that way you'll feel secure because you're like, well, it looks like someone's in here doing stuff.
Just doing the robot in the window.
Yeah, exactly. It's like just practicing 24 hours. The whole time. I don't know, my biggest fear. I don't know. Well, we were talking before we started recording the podcast. I think that whole conversation we were having earlier is probably taps into my
biggest fear. About the future and where we're going. And
my biggest fear is like, I don't know, I just, life.
That's valid.
I think not feeling, and it's probably why I don't feel I think we all crave a bit of a feeling of fulfillment.
Mm.
And I think one of my fears would be of not never really finding it. But then another part of me is like, I don't think you ever do. And that's why you're always doing things that are like fulfilling you along the way.
And because then if you do feel completely fulfilled, would you become complacent? And then you wouldn't push yourself doing things that make you feel fulfilled?
Because I imagine that I think too much we look at, forget really philosophical. But I think like sometimes, especially in my mind, I think I get stuck in the idea of looking at things like happiness and fulfillment as if it's a glass that's going to get filled. And not as like, I don't know, what you'd say, like a fountain or something that's just constantly filling itself.
Flowing, yeah.
Like flowing over and over again and you just enjoy that.
Yeah.
So I think, but that and snakes.
Keep it real. What is the first thing you notice about the opposite sex?
Whether they're wearing a moon boot or not. Reference to the earlier episode.
If you didn't listen to Tuesday's episode, now it is painfully evident to me that you didn't, if you don't know what we're talking about. So go back and listen to it.
First thing.
So for me personally, in a guy, it's their height. That just happens to be the first thing I notice, but it doesn't mean that that's something that I consider important, nor is it like a deciding factor in whether or not I think that person's attractive. It just happens to be. And I think that comes from something that I used to be quite self-conscious about because I'm quite a tall girl.
Mm.
I used to struggle to find, or I used to feel like Heavy a guy D's wouldn't not taller like
than
me.
You, though.
No, he's not. I'm much taller than him, but I used to think that a guy wouldn't find me attractive if I was taller than him.
And vice versa. So yours was the opposite. Yours was like, I'm not attracted to shorter guys. Yeah. I think they're not attracted to me.
Yeah.
Newsflash girl, shorter guys are attracted to pretty much everyone. To be honest, guys are pretty much attracted to anyone, but I don't know, like,
whereas I asked my partner this question the other day and he said eyes.
I was going to say that as well. Yeah. I think eyes.
Hmm.
Actually, I'd almost 100% go with eyes, but because I think that's the first thing you kind of, when you talk to someone, but if it's in passing, because your thing's easy to do in passing, whereas eyes isn't.
It's just
eyes
is kind of weird,
because you ever walk down the street and you lock eyes with someone of the opposite sex? And I get, maybe it's because I'm a little bit weird, but I get a little bit like, oh no.
Oh, especially if they're walking with a partner, then you're like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm attracted to them. Boyfriend.
She's like, sunnies are the best thing ever because now I don't worry about anything. Just look at the world.
Worry about nothing except our own painfully crippling anxiety.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say, probably eyes and, but if it was like a date or something, then eyes, because that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to really think, hey, I don't know, maybe the pins? Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's just all upper, because I'm like, I don't really, like, you know me, I'm all about, I talk, banter is like what I'm all about.
Non-negotiable.
So I don't really look anywhere else because I want to get a fun convo first. Mm. So,
I like that. And then final question, where was the last place you went to on a plane?
I was in Cairns.
Oh, how was that? Do you have to wear masks?
I did, but I wore like one of the ski ones I had from when I was in Canada. Because
Everyone says you don't have to, but I did.
I reckon you should.
Yeah.
Because you're in a bloody public. Yeah, you're in a fart capsule breathing. For 3 hours. Exactly. Like it's recycled air, and they kind of ask you.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I don't really mind it on the plane. I'm not really too concerned. I also didn't want to be the one.
100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be the one that the paper's like, look where he went all day.
Because I go
to some fucked up places, guys. And I don't need them. You know when they did the one in Brisbane, they're like, these girls went from here to here to here. how could they possibly have done it? I'm like, bitch, I've been traveling way further than that in the space of 12 hours. What are you talking about? They went to the shops. Why did they go to the shops? And then went and had sushi. And then went and ate somewhere else. I'm like, oh, fuck. When they see the amount of pubs I went to yesterday.
Well, I was reading one the other day. There was a massive outbreak in Sydney from someone who went to F45.
Right.
And she went for 13 days and she was infected the whole time but didn't know. So when they did her contact tracing, it was like, F45 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then someone messaged me and they're like, surely this is a joke. Like, or surely she works there. And I was like, no, accurate. Yeah. If I got COVID, my contact tracing would be like F45 good life, F45 good life.
And that's it. And like, if I get done, it's my life for the last month has been gigs, pub, and doing that F45 shit. So it'd be like, that place was shut down. The pub I worked at shut down. All the gigs I love doing would have to close down for a bit. I'm like, I do not want to be that fucking guy.
No.
And the houses as well. Could you imagine the issue I'd be like, people start to see what houses I've been to? Fucking too many people find out where you've been. Tell you what, this contact tracing is going to help a lot of couples at the moment figure out if someone's doing you the dirt. That's what you should do, ladies. If someone's cheating on you, you're worried your man's cheating on you, go, look, I've got COVID. We're going to have to do contact tracing. We need to find out where you've been, motherfucker.
That is very smart, girls. Take note. I had to actually rack my brain long and hard about that because the last place I went on a plane, which just proves how terribly travelled I am, was Melbourne for the comedy festival last year.
What, you haven't flown out of Brizzy since then?
I don't think so because we were supposed to go to Japan in March. Lol, jokes. And then obviously couldn't go anywhere since. But tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow's D-Day, Darwin Day, plane day.
Yeah, you're going to the one place in this country that got bombed in the war, do you know that?
Love that for me.
Yeah, like a pandemic hits, let's go to Darwin. No, what? What are you talking about?
Anyway, Trump's elected, let's go to Darwin.
It is fun, I do like. You know, I like how you're making that reference and we're recording and it's election day. I know. So you don't know if that's going to be right or not.
I mean, that's my prediction.
You may have predicted it. Don't you second guess
me, no, no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.